Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Tesvav. We are on Kuf Yudalid Amud Beis. 5-6 lines in the bottom, the word Pshita. So the Gemara is going to be discussing again. The Gemara is going to spend a lot of time discussing Karpas and Maror. We have the different vegetables, different brachos. What's going on? Again, what we do is a development between what happens in the Gemara and the Rishonim. So to see how that develops throughout the Gemara. So the Gemara says first. Now we're talking about the first tibul, which is what we know as karpas. It's the first dipping a vegetable into what we do as a salt water. But the Gemara says pshita. It's clear. The halacha is clear. Hecha di'ika shar yirakos. Well, you have other vegetables. I mean, you have one type of vegetable, and we don't even use a vegetable, most of us. You have one type of vegetable for the karpas, and then you have the chazeres, you have the whatever is known as the maror for the maror. So then the process is clear, is what do you do? And on the first dipping, mivarech ashar yirakos bori pri adama, you dip and you make a bori pri adama on that first dipping. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha, you're not allowed to get hanah from anything without making a bracha. V'achil, and then you eat it. V'hadar, and the second time, when you get to the second dipping, which is the maror into the charoses, right, v'achil, v'hadar mevarech, alachiyas maror. And then on the second dipping, you make a bracha of alachiyas maror, you won't have to make a bracha of bori pri ha'adama. V'achil, and then you eat it. But the Gemara asks, but hecha deleka elachasamai, what if the only bori pri ha'adama item you have is the chasa, is the lettuce, is the what you're using for maror. So how do you go about making the bracha? Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says pshita hecha deika shay yirakos mevarich meikara initially with tibul harishon a shay yirakos bori pri adama the aser hanos min olam azebelo bracha the kevan sheyesh lo shay yirakos, since you have other things hachi shapir tvei shivarich bori pri adama tchila, you should make a bori pri adama first the hainu bracha uriel lahen. That's the bracha that you need, right? The yiftar samar mi brachas bori pri adama, and that's going to pot to the maror later from the bori pri adama. The achrakach, you get to it al chazeres, you'll say alachilas maror. Okay, so that's how normally you do it if you have two different vegetables.
I've never understood this. I think Josh asked this yesterday. Why would you need to say a bori pri adama on the maror, because you've already said hamotzi, so it potters.
So the question is whether the maror is something that comes to, you have to make a bracha on fruit that comes, right, nikabor pi adam.
Anything that you have with bread, but you have this on
matzah
anyway.
That's what you only have in the korich on the matzah, not the initial maror you're not having on the matzah.
But
you don't make a bracha on the later maror. You only make a bracha on the first maror. It's not something that typically comes with bread. So you don't typically just take a spicy, sharp item and eat it. It's not malafas. It doesn't malavavo as a pas. The same way you'd have to make a bori pri adama on the apple that we meet on Rosh Hashanah. You make a motzi and you make... Same thing here. Why? Bread's pottering it. Because it's something that doesn't necessarily come with the suda, so therefore it's not pottering it. Okay. So Amar Rav Huna, so if you only have chas, what's the story? So if you only have one thing. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mivarech meikara amarar. So you, on the first dipping, you say alachilas maror, because that's what you're doing. Alachilas maror. Sorry, mevarich eikara amaror, bori pri adama va'achil, uvasop mevarich alachilas maror achil. Same thing. He says no difference. The first dipping you make a bori pri adama, and the second dipping we may have the maror. You say alachilas maror. He has no. There's no difference. Tosos points out. Am Rav Huna. Tosos says Rav Huna savak kareish lakish. Rav Huna holds like kareish lakish. The bayi kavana. That you need kavana. Ve'ifilu isle shay yirakos. Avi b'maror shnei tibulim. Okay, he says you still make you have to do two tibulim. He says you have to have kavana. So therefore the bori pri adama, I'm not sure what that was. Okay, we'll skip that for a second. So maskev Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda asks Rav Huna, how can you say alachil's maror in the second bracha? I'm making a bracha now that I'm eating the maror. What do you mean now that I'm eating the maror? You ate the maror already. So how are you saying alachil's maror later? He says maskev Rav Chisda, the achar mili kreisu imena. After you already were filled your belly, which you're not supposed to fill your belly, you're supposed to lessen the anxiety, but after you already ate the maror in the first dipping, already back by karpas, choser of archala, you can then make an achilas maror. You make the achilas maror when you first time you eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat the maror. You eat the maror. That's where you should make the bracha, not make the bracha the second time you have the maror. So Ela Amar Chizas, or Chizas says, in this situation where you only have one item, which is a maror, so meikara, the first dipping, mevarech aleha bor pri adama, v'alachilas maror. You make them both, bor pri adama and alachilas maror in the beginning, v'achil, and then you eat it. Ulubasof, and the second tini, achilakaskasablo bracha. The second one you say, you don't say anything. You just do it, and you dip it, and you eat it.
I'm going back to what I said yesterday. If on a Tuesday afternoon I eat radish or lettuce,
right.
I don't make an achilas mara.
Because you don't have a commandment to eat mara that day.
Right. So at the beginning, mara is only mara when you call it mara.
What does that mean?
If my first thing is karpas, and I don't call it mara, I shouldn't have to make an achilas mara. It's just lettuce. It's only when I say, this is my mara,
so if you, that's only if you hold it mitzvah srichas kavana. If you hold it mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, then you have a mitzvah tonight during the day. Tonight is a mitzvah to eat maror. By definition, an achila maror creates a mitzvah and make the brach on it. Your logic is only if you say ain't srichas kavana. I have to specifically say that this is maror. No, I don't. Ain't srichas kavana. I don't have to specifically say. If I just do the act, I'm kind of the mitzvah. That's what I think. I don't know. Could be not. It's so factored by doing the action. That's all you have to do is the action. The action, has it done the best way? Probably not. But the action itself means that you've done it, and that mekayim the mitzvah. It's maybe it's result oriented or something. As long as you did it, it's done. So Ella Amar Rechizda says, "Mikamri varachale borup yadama ve'alachilas marav ve'achil ulvasof achilachilas chasib lo brachle." And the second one you don't. So Basuria avde kirahuna. In Syria, they did like Rav Huna, which was, if you had, again, it's only if you had one thing. You only had chazeret, you only had the lettuce for it. So they did like Rav Huna, which was no difference, which was Bori Pri Adam in the first one, Al-Chilas Mar in the second one. The Rav Sheish is Brei Rav Shua, Abik Rav Chizda. Rav Sheish is Brei Rav Shua, did the Rav Chizda, which was no, if you only had one thing, you did both Bori Pri Adam and Al-Chilas Mar in the first dipping, and then you just ate it with a dipping on the second in the second one. The Hilchasa Kavase, the Rav Chizda, and the Halacha Files of Chizda, that you would make Bori Pri Adama and Alachilas Maror the first dipping, and that the second dipping you would just dip and eat. Again, this is only if you only had Chazaris, you had no other vegetables. Rav Chizda, Rav Acha Brei Derava, Mahader Ashar Yerakos, Lafuke Nafshimi Plukta. So what Rav Acha Brei Derava did is he would make sure that he would have different types of vegetables at the table in order to avoid this situation, which is what we have, even though we're using potato, which is not necessarily a vegetable, but it's Bori Pri Adama, so it satisfies that. Some people use celery, leeks, whatever your minhag is. They would do that way. He'd make sure to have the second thing, so he would go according to the Gemara said originally, which was the pshita, which if you have shai yirakos, then in the first karpas, in the first dipping, you make a Bori Pri Adama, and the second dipping, you make an al achilas maror. Okay. So if you look at Hadar Achla Chasim Lo Bracha, where is this? He says he eat the Alachilas Maror, similar what the second toast of Hadar Achla Chasim Lo Bracha. So then you go back and you eat the Chasa without a Bracha. That's what we do. So he says, "V'nira the ain't sarach levarach Bori Pri Adama." You don't have to make Bori Pri Adama. Wait a second. Afagav da God da havze hefsek. What happens here? You make the Bori Pri Adama way back by Karpas. You have Yachas. You have Magi. You have the whole Magi. You say Hallel. Everything's going back and forth. Why is that not a hefsek? Why is the bracha Bori Pri Adama count for the Alchilas Mara that's going to happen potentially 2-3 hours later? He says, "V'afagav da God da havze hefsek pishul el v'lo mifta bracha shal tibol rishon mikol makom." Here's what you said. Mikomakam birchas hamotzi potrasan. The bracha of hamotzi here is going to suddenly be is going to pater the second time that we have the maror. It's going to pater that from the bracha because he says the havelei devar my body mitochas suda machmas suda. It's going to have it's something. It's a yirakos. It comes according to the suda. So yirakos goring alev yirakos. So I'm open to heart. Vekarle nami lemaror parporis apas. Vechein amor ketsa mevarchin birchal apas pateres aparperis. Right. So that's what he says. That's what the first part of Tosa says. But then someone says elsewhere, Rav Yontov Elim Kata Besidro, towards the end. Rav Yontov Elim Kata Besidro. Lama sharya akros bayin bitchila liftor chazeres bibracha ruuyala the lesser the hamishum hekera bayin below shaykan tvilos elabetrei mili. Okay. Tosos over here says, Tosos seems to be saying that the, so it's not necessarily, we always say have in mind the maror. Because we're saying that the Baruch Pri Adama, if you say have in mind the maror when you make the Baruch Pri Adama, that means you're using the Baruch Pri Adama to pater the maror. Tosos here seems to say, and what Isaac was saying, was that it's, forget that, you don't need it, you have the Baruch, you have the Motzi Lechem and Aretz is going to pater. But that subjects yourself to a machlokas as to whether or not, according to Tosos, at least it is, but others might say that you cannot be, the Motzi can't pater the maror, because that's not something that comes machmas azuda. So it gets into that situation. Okay. Amar Avina. Amalei Rav Mishar Shabreid Rav Nassan, Ravina says that Rav Mishar Shabreid Nassan said to me, Hachi Amar Hillel, this is what Hillel is here, it seems to be an Amora. The Ron says it's Hillel the Amora, Mishmei de Gemara, he has a Kabbalah, he says, Lo Nichroch Inish Matzah Umara Bahadei Adadi, don't place together, tie together the Matzah and the Maror together, right? V'nechal and Item, in other words, you want to eat the Matzah and the Maror at the same time, why? Mishun Svirulan, because he holds, Matzah bisman hazeh, matzah today's day and age, which even though there's no korban Pesach, is still a mitzvah d'oraisa. But maror bisman hazeh is only mitzvah d'rabanan. Therefore, asi maror d'rabanan, the taste of the maror, which is only a mitzvah d'rabanan, is going to come muvatale l'matzah d'oraisa. It's going to be muvatale the taste of the matzah. That goes into a huge thing. What do you mean vatal? Don't you mean shishim to be vatal? What is this bittel coming? What type of bittel are they actually discussing? But he's saying here is don't have your matzah and maror together, because the taste of the maror is going to mevatel the taste of the matzah, which is also surprising. We'll see in a moment later, we're going to see that if you just swallow the matzah whole, which is obviously a riot, they had soft matzah, not hard matzah, because if you had crackers, you would choke and die. But if you swallow the matzah whole, you're going to be yotze. So who cares about having the taste? So I'm not sure I understand. So it says here that you cannot be... Correct. If you swallow matzah whole, you are yotze. Right. So that seems to me to show that you don't need to taste the matzah. So why do you care if the maror is with the matzah and you eat it together? And the taste of the maror is mevatel taste of the matzah. Who needs the taste of the matzah if you can even swallow it whole? That's what Tosfos. So Gemara is saying you can't do that together because the maror derabanan is mevatel the taste of the matzah midoraisa. Rashi says, So a few of the Amar mitzvah say mevatel zozo, even according to the Shita holds that two mitzvahs cannot be mevatel each other. Hani mili, these words are only said, doraisa b'doraisa, derabon b'derabonim. That's only mitzvah doraisa, mitzvah doraisa, or mitzvah derabonim, if they're on equal playing field. Aval mitzvah doraisa v'derabonim, like you have here, which is matzah doraisa, mara derabonim, asi derabonim, the mara, which is the din derabanan, umevatle le deraisa. It's umevatle matzah deraisa. So therefore, you can't eat the matzah and the maror together. So, mantan the shamasle mitzos ein mevatle zozo. So who is the tana who holds that mitzos do not mevatle? They don't cancel each other out taste wise if you have them at the same time. That's Hillel. This is not Hillel we just mentioned before. That was Hillel the Amora. This is Hillel the Tatana. Hillel the Tatanya of Rebraisa. Amrul Aval Hillel, was said on Hillel, that during the times in the base of Migdash was Kayyam, and he was Makri the Korban Pesach, Kehel Chaso, and you had the Chova of Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, Hayakorchom, the Vasachatz. He would wrap them, right? He wouldn't, it's not a sandwich. Korchom means to wrap. Again, Araya, that soft matzahs are probably the way to go. He was to wrap them together, the Vasachatz, for Ochlan, and to eat them that way. Shinamar, the Pasuk says, Al Matzah, Umarom, Yochluhu. She eat matzah samara together with the Korban Pesach. So you see, Hillel didn't care about being mitzvahs being mevatel zo as zo. Again, here it seems to be only when they were d'oraisa, right? It's because that was about the base of Migdash HaYikayim, right? And that's what the Gemara said over here. The man who mamar says mitzvahs being mevatel zo as zo, who's that? That's going to be Hillel. But maybe he'll agree, and then the man says, d'rabanan, you can't have the matzah and the maror together. But we do both.
We don't hold like him, just doing...
There's those who argue with him, but we do both then. We'll see in a moment. First we have the matzah, right. Then we have the maror, then we have the matzah and the maror together. So we do both. Some Rav Yochanan says, Cholkin alav chavir al Hillel. Hillel's colleagues argued on him, right, to Tanya, because you have it, they argued and said that you shouldn't do it, I guess. The Tanya... Wait a second... Okay, the Tanya with the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Yochol, I would have thought, Yeh karcham b'vas achas v'ochlan k'derek shehillel, right? I would have thought, that you should wrap them together and eat them the way that Hillel would eat them. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Al Matos Amorim Yochlu Hu. I'm not sure Yochlu Hu apparently means somehow that you can eat it individually. And therefore, Afilu Zevet Neyatzmo Zevet Neyatzmo. Even these by itself and these by itself. So Mar asks right away, wait a second, Afilu. Afilu means that the way Hillel does it's the right way. But even if you didn't do it like Hillel, it would be okay. What's this Afilu? Right, so you're starting to show that they argue on them. Right, so Rashi, Maskif La Rav Ashi, right, we just, right, so Maskif La Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, I hachi, if that's what you're saying, that the Brisa says that they, Maya Filu, what does the word Afilu come to add? Afilu seems to indicate that not only can you do it Hillel's way, you can do it separately, which doesn't mean that they're arguing on Hillel. So Ella Am Rav Ashi, so Rashi says, no, this is how you read it. Hai Tana Hachi Ketani. The Tana, the Brisa, this is how you read it. Yochol lo yotze b'hu yidei chovasu ele im kein korchon vas achas va'ochon. You might think that the only way to do it, it's the same thing, you might think that the only way to do it is to wrap them together, eat them in one shot, kederach shehillo v'ochon, the way Hillel will eat it. Talmud Lomar, matzah samor yochluhu, afilu zebif neyatzmo, zebif neyatzmo. Matzah samor yochluhu means that you could do them individually, even this way, even that way. Seems to be over here that you could do either way. So Hillel said the only way to do it, that's how some learn it. Hillel said the only way to do it is wrapping them together. And his colleagues came and said, no, no, even if you did it separately, it's also, you can do it. Right? Tosa says, Maskif Lo Rav Ashi, Rashbam says, Umi Yuchokin Lav Chaveiro Ki Rabbi Yochanan Aval Mehachalo Shaminan. So Rashbam says, it seems to me, right, it said, what we said was, is that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rav Hillel's colleagues argued on him. And they try to bring this from this Brisa. So Rashbam says this Brisa doesn't prove that they argue on him. This Brisa seems to indicate that you could do it both ways. But Rav Yochanan had a Masorah that they actually that they argue on him. Tosa says it a little differently, but the idea is that we have a Masorah somehow that Rav Yochanan that brought down that there were those who argued on Hillel and said you shouldn't put it together, maybe because they say the tastes are mevatel each other. The Gemara then says, Marcel, Hashdod lo itmer hilchasa lo kehillel lo kerabanan. Now that we didn't paskin, right, we don't have the psak halacha whether to go like Hillel or go like Rabbanan, we do both. So first, mevarech alachilas matzah v'achil. The first, you make alachilas matzah, when you put the matzah, you eat the matzah by itself. V'hadar mevarech alachilas maror v'achil. And then we make alachilas maror and you eat it. V'hadar achil matzah v'chasa v'hadar yadadi. Then you wrap the matzah and the maror together, right, below bracha, without a bracha, zecher l'mikdash kehillel, to do the way that we do the hillel. So machlok is also, when we say that you wrap and eat together as zecher l'mikdash kehillel, do you have to say zecher l'mikdash kehillel? That's what we say, the whole big thing. I don't know, it seems to be that you just do it, like, because you're trying to be Yotzi in the Mitzvah, but cover the Shitos. No, so the Rabbanan from the Brisa, we said, according to Rashbam, it looks like either way. But they have a Masorah, they argue on Rabbi Yochanan had a Masorah that the Rabbanan argued on Hillel, meaning that you couldn't do it with the wrapping. Rashbam. Maskif Lo Rav Ashi. Miu Cholkin Alav Chaveir of Rabbi Yochanan, Aval Mehacha Lo Shaminan.
So why does the Gemara say that?
I don't know, it's a good question. Seems to indicate that they tried to bring this riot from the Brisa, and Rav Ashi says that there's no riot from the Brisa, but Rabbi Yochanan knows that there's an argument. It's just not from this Brisa. Okay. Okay. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Oshia. Rav Elazar said the name of Oshia. You say, yeah, it's a whole thing. You're trying to explain. Maybe you're doing it to explain to everybody that the reason why we're doing it this way is because there was a machlokas, and we're doing it only doing it this way in order to, I mean.
Right, but maybe that if you would think that you would only do it that way.
Then that's the mitzvah.
Then according to Rabban, you wouldn't be Yitzhak.
Right.
So you're announcing that we're not Yitzhak.
I'm only doing it because of the.
Right. Can't do that as a standalone.
As a standalone. Every answer is Kadei Yishalo Tinokos. That's it. That's the answer. So we want the kids to eat to ask.
On what?
Who? It's interesting. If you put it together as a sandwich, then most likely you probably just make hamotzi. Right? You probably make hamotzi, and I think there was a bracha on the Korban Pesach, a specific achilas mitzvah, but you would probably make hamotzi, al achilas matzah, al achilas maror, And the bracha on the karban when in time to base the mikdash, right? The birchas hananin part will probably be pater from the hamotzi, at least according, for sure according to Tosos, but Yeah, but if you still have the brachos and mitzvah parts, you probably have to make.
How come we never learn for any korban what bracha you make?
It comes up here and there. It comes up here and there. You make certain brachos. So first of all, brachos are only a din derabanan. So even if you didn't make the bracha, you'd be yotze. Right? Stuff of brachos lahakel. There's one for sure bracha d'oraisa, which is brachos amazon. Maybe brachos haTorah, but everything else is derabanan. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Elazar says in the name of Oshia, Kol shetibulu b'mashka. Any item, that you dip it in one of the liquids, like you put a vegetable in kutach or in vinegar, you dip it, tzarech letilas yadayim. You have to wash your hands beforehand. Okay? Why? So Rashbam says, Kol shetibulu b'mashkim, kigon yerek b'kutach or b'chomitz, dipping a vegetable in this kutach, I guess you had the dairy on the table, or b'chomet with vinegar. Tzarech netilas yadayim shemashka. You have to wash your hands because of the liquid. Shehayadayim shnios. Midi rabbanu we paskin that your hands are secondary tumah. Hands are shnios l'tumah, and therefore it passes truma. Your hands would pass truma because truma can be kabbal shlishi. Right? V'kol haposkos a truma metame mashkin miotchila. So anything that din rabbanu is, we saw that in the way beginning in the sukkahs of Chanin Sianak Kohanim, anything that can be passel truma, what it does. It is metame liquids as a rishon. So my hands are metame the liquids as a rishon. It's a problem because now I'm eating something betumah. I'm making something tumah. It's not the right way to eat something. It's an idea of kedusha. That's what Rashbam says. Tosos says a little differently. Tosos says, right? Alpha got the kaimelan anoto yodel peiros or isbegat siruach came into ikamashkin the kaimelan kol aposos trumetal mashkin yoschila haveli hanach. Peres kamo nahama. He says that according to Rashbam, you're washing for the same reason as bread. You go nahama, b'tzarech lito kamo b'nahama. You have to wash because that's the same reason give my bread because there's this kedusha aspect. You're now touching the bread and making the bread tamei. He says ve'ein near lefarish kain. He doesn't say that. He doesn't think that that's the right way. So where does Tosos give his reason? Tosos gives his reason. Says, because this is important, Tosos is going to... Tosos is a little further down. He says, 3 lines to the bottom. He says, now here, it's not because of kedusha or cleanliness. El mishum shelo yitme hamashkin liyos tchila bi'osa l'shtoston v'litzel esgufo. We really want to protect the liquid from becoming tamei, because then you might drink it. So it's a different type of washing than while you wash your bread. So then Tosos on the base, he says, the third line, he says, l'fish netila rishona lo hais l'shum kedusha. So this reason why, so now that this first washing is not because of Gedusha, it's not because of the bread aspect, therefore, lefize nira de'in levarach al osan latila. That's why you shouldn't wash, you don't have to make a bracha for it. Because you only make the bracha of al-tila sedayim, according to Tosos, when you wash your hands, we did Gedusha. Right? So that's why I do it by bread. Here we're not washing our hands, we did Gedusha. Kevin deleka hacha mitzvah l'shmola divrei rav Elazar ben Aruch, because it's not a mitzvah. The whole thing here you're washing here is because you want to prevent the possibility that you're going to drink the liquid and then be metame yourself. There you're washing the bread because you want to prevent, you wash it to prevent the bread from becoming tame. So that's a takana de rabbanan, you make an alatilas yadayim. But here that's not part of the takana, so you don't make an alatilas yadayim. Right? Because shekain anan, so to for sure us, shein anan is hardened with tamas hatzmeinu, we're not concerned about being metame ourselves, we walk in the cemeteries all the time, we're not concerned about metame ourselves, umi echa ochem tumeim, ein al tzrichem l'osa netila, we don't need this. You make a bracha, it's a bracha v'tala. And Tosos must have had different haggadahs than we do. Right? Every haggadah that we have says, and every kid knows, don't make a bracha. Everyone screams out, don't make the bracha. Tosos says here, b'chol sederim kasim, shetzorech al natil levarech, v'ein yira. In Tosos' time, all the manuscripts said that you're supposed to make a bracha v'alantil sedayim for the first washing. And says it's wrong. Tosos says it's wrong, because the reason why you only make a bracha v'alantil sedayim if you're doing it because of the takana, which was that you want to protect the bread. Here, we're not doing that because we don't want to protect the food. We're doing it because it's a prevention that you might drink the liquid and make yourself tameh. And since we don't care about tumah, since A, it's not a takana, and B, we don't care about tumah, you don't make the bracha of Alantin and Sadaim. Okay. Right, so maybe it's a hefsek.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a hefsek, maybe we're going to touch, maybe we're going to do something. But then you would have to make alatilas yadayim then, because that would be for to make a bracha, because then that would be for the bread, if that would be the case, if you didn't have that sick. Okay. So again, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Kol Shetu B'Mashkut, Tzarech Netilas Yadayim. Amar Rav Papa, you see from here, Shema Mino, you see from here, Hai Chasa, this why are you making the, when you, I guess this lettuce, I guess, sorich lishkiyuye b'charoses mishum kafa. You have to totally submerge it and immerse it into the charoses because of the kafa. What's kafa? Rashbam says shechazerish yishbo eres kederach habitzolim, some sort of poison there. The hilchak sorich netilas edayim. That's why it's eaten netilas edayim v'tibul rishon. For the first dipping, because you're going to touch it. Because you must. The reason why you're making doing out to the sedayim is because you might touch the liquid and make the liquid tame. You're going to make liquid tame if you're going to dip it all the way down. So it must seem that you're going to submerge it and then pull it out, and therefore vade touch it. The Gemara says, because he says the isak adayik lo sirkushkuay into the sedayim lamali halonaga, you won't be touching it. So Gemara says that happens to be. So I have this argument sometimes with members of my family. They're very, you know, funakim, and they take the karpas with a fork. So then why are you washing? There's no purpose. You're supposed to take it with your hands to dip it in, because you want to be concerned that you're going to make, the whole thing is you're going to make something tame. If you're using a fork, you're not dipping it in. Okay, so that's the seder's in my house this year. We'll see how it goes. The isak adaitach lo tzarech lishkuye, because if you think that you don't have to immerse it, nitil sedayim lamali, halonaga, what do you mean nitil sedayim? You're not touching it. She says, the dilma la'olam emalach, maybe I'll tell you don't have to totally submerge it. You don't have to submerge it, and already just you have to put it near it and just be, you know, put it all the way in, and just putting it a little bit is enough, because the the smell of the charoses or whatever it is that you're dipping in, we don't dip in charoses in the first table, but whatever that is, that's going to get rid of the chasa. So the Gemara says that's the case. Okay, if you're not totally submerging it, again, why do you need to wash your hands? He says, "Don't maskilu," because we're concerned. Maybe you will. Maybe you'll submerge it all the way. But Amar Papa, so the concern, since you're using your hands to dip it in, you might touch it. So since you might touch it, then we're going to wash your hands. But if you don't touch it, there's no point to washing the hands. But Amar Papa, or Papa says, "Lo nishi inish maror b'charoses." Don't leave. I guess later on, when you have the maror and the charoses, don't leave the charoses on the maror. Right, Dilma Agav Chalya Tavlin, maybe because of the sweetness of the spices, I guess it's in the charoses, mevatale le morore, it's going to mevatale the taste of the maror, and by eating tamar valeka, you need a tamar. So therefore, there is shitos that you're supposed to dip and then wipe off the charoses to not have the taste of the charoses. Fine. Okay, Adabre Rav Chizda le Ravna Ukva. So Rav Chizda was leading the Seder, I guess, Vidarish, and he says, Notal Yadav Betibol Rishon, Notal Yadav Betibol Sheni. If you wash your hands for the first one, if you wash your hands for the first Tibol, you have to wash your hands again for the second Tibol. The first Tibol is when you take the Shayarakos and you dip it, but we do it in the salt water. And the second Tibol is when you take the Mara, the Chazeres, and you metabol it in the Charoses. So Amar Rabbanan Kameda Rav Papa, no, Halba Alma Itmar. This thing that what Rava said to Rav Ukva, he wasn't talking about the Seder. He's talking about Ba'alma. Anytime you do a dipping, you have to wash again. He says, why Marcel goes what you said? Di'i Salgadaita Chacha Itmar, because if you're talking about here, about the Seder, Lama Li Netilas Adayim Trei Zimne. Why would I need Netilas Adayim twice? Hamashla Yadei Chada Zimna. You already washed your hands once. Why would you need a second time? Why would you need to wash your hands for a second dipping? So Amalu Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, no, Adar Abba, Hacha Itmar. He's discussing about here, about the Seder, the Isak Adaitak Ba'alma Itmar, because he's talking about just stam during the day, a regular day, Lamli Treti Bule. Why are you dipping twice? Right, that's one of the questions of Anastana. Shtei Pamim. Normally during the day, you don't do two dippings. Elamai, so Hacha Itmar, this is what he says. Netilas Yadayim Trezim Nalamali. What, if that's the case that we're talking about, we're discussing about during the Seder, why do I need to do the second Atilas Yadayim for the second dipping? Amri, and we don't do that, we'd rather do that with the Hamotzi, or Yotzi with the Hamotzi. So he says, Amri, he says, Kevin the Bari, the Memer, Gatava Halela, Marcel's what you're saying, since you're going to say the Haggadah and the Halal in between, Dilma Asuche Saicha Daite, maybe he was Mesiach Das, he lost his intent, Vinaga, and he touched something. So therefore his hands are no longer Chesas Tahara, so if you want to do a second dipping, you'd have to wash your hands again. I'm not exactly sure what second washing he's discussing here, because we do hamotzi before we do the maror. So, and that washing is for the hamotzi. So I'm not 100% sure. Okay, so Amar Rava, as we mentioned before, bala matzah, if you swallowed matzah without chewing, Yotza. You're Yotza Yede Yechiv. My Rashi says, Rashbam says, Bala Matzah, keep saying, Bala Matzah, the last one before they get wider. The low loss, you didn't chew, Yotza, you're still Yotza. Shari Kayim Be'erev Tokul Matzos. Is that what kind of mitzvah? You eat matzos, right? Shari Achilahi. This is eating. Really, you have to taste it, but if you want to be Yotzi all the shitas about eating it and talking in the process, a quick way to swallow it whole, you don't have to worry about all those times. But, bala matzav maror, if you borrow maror, swallow it lo yotze. You're not Yotzi. Rashbam says, debainan ta maror releka. To order to be Yotzi the mitzvah, you need to taste the maror. The whole point of the maror is to taste the bitterness. Right? That's you need the ta maror releka. Mishum hachi kapid rachmana limarayar es piv. Shall ochel zechel levayimaru es chayehem. That you have this bitter taste to remember vayimaru es chayehem. Kach machat matzasi kosov b'chol hasvarim v'perish ben chanal. And there's a different gear, so that goes the other way. Okay. So now what happens if bala matzar umoror? What if you were swallowed matzah and moror together? You swallow them together. So yidei matzah yotza, yidei moror lo yotza. So again, so matzah you did together, right? Well, the matzah you swallowed in yotzei, moror you swallowed, you were in yotzei. Krochon b'siv. So it seems to be here that you wrapped him in something else, sort of like a capsule of some sort, and then you swallowed it. Right? Matzah b'siv, ubalon afidei matzah nam lo yotze. Then you're not even yotze matzah, because that's not eating. When you eat something, you eat it, the item itself. If you wrap it in something else, then and swallow that, that's not considered eating. So this gemara is used in the shaila about if you have like gel caps or medications as non-kosher or chametz in a capsule, and you swallow that. So this is used, I'm not sure if they pass based off this Gemara, but it's used in the equation of to go about how do you figure out if that's mutter or not, if the medicine, that if there's non-kosher or there's chametz in a capsule, and you swallow that whole. Okay. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Okay, but remember again, the times of the base of the times that there, they used to lean on these beds, and everyone had an individual table brought in front of them. And the light of the Seder, they would bring the table out after the Kiddush, and the minhag was that they would take the table and the plates on the table between the first table and Amiras Halgada, they would take them off. Right, we cover the matzah, some people move the Seder plate. Why move the table? You're moving the table, because so the kids will ask, wait, why are you moving the table? You just made Kiddush and we didn't eat yet. Oh, we'll move the tables. Avodim ha'yivul paro, part to generate the curiosity. So Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, matzah, what you have matzah lefnei kol echa ve'echad. There's matzah, which is in front of all the, each table. Maror lefnei kol echa ve'echad. And there's maror for each of them. Charoset lefnei kol echa ve'echad. So basically everyone has their own little Seder plate on their small table. Lefnei kol echa ve'echad. Ein okrin, but the ein okrin es ha'shulchan el lefnei misha omer ha'gada. When it comes to removing the table, after you do this, you only remove the table. You only remove the table of the Baal Bayis, the one who's saying the Haggadah. Right? So some people still have the minhag, but only one person says the Haggadah. Some people, everyone says the Haggadah. Some people, they split up and they go in order. This person says one part. Whatever your minhag is, it's beautiful. He says, but you only remove the table. So if you had multiple Seder plates, I guess you would only remove the Seder plate or do the covering for the person who's the Baal Haggadah. Rav Huna says, no, Huna Omer, Kulo Nami Lifnei Misha Omer Haggadah. He says, you don't even need the Seder plate, the matzah, the maror, and the charoses. You only need one, and that should be only for the person who's saying the Haggadah. That's Misha Omer Haggadah. The Hilchos of Rav Huna. And that's the halacha like Rav Huna. So there are those who have the minog that everybody has, every person, every male of our mitzvah has their own Seder plate. There are those who have the minog that only the person leading the Seder should have the Seder plate. Again, Seder's by me this year. We'll see how that works out. You can figure out which way I go. But that seems to the different minhagim. So lama okrenes ha'shulchan. Again, so why do we remove the table after the first dipping, which was what our Mishnah said? Why do we remove the table after the first dipping? Amri debei Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, kadesh yakiru tinokos vishalu, because it's strange to take the table away before you eat the meal. So the tinokos are going to ask. The kids ask. Sorry? Right. So Abaye have a Yosef Kameh de Rabba. Abaye was sitting before Rabba, I guess when he was younger, and Chazed Kamedali Takami Kameh. Abaye saw that they lifted Right, Medali Takami Kamei. They lifted the table from in front of Rabbah. So Amalahu, so Abaye says to those who lifted the table, Adai, what are you doing? I'm hungry. Adai lo ka'achil. This must be when Abaye was younger. We haven't eaten yet. Asa kama akar takmi kaman. You take away the table? Where's my food? So Amalei Rabbah, so Rabbah says to him, Patarta milomer manishtana. Right now you patered, we don't have to say manishtana. So what does it mean, patarta milomer manishtana? So Rashbam says, Patarta milomer manishtana, last Rashbam, Detani le kaman, we see later on, Chacham b'no sho'elo, v'im lo'av sho'elu la'asmo manishtana. He's supposed to ask manishtana. The kevon sh'sho'elu lanu manishtana, kevon sh'sho'elu lanu manishtana, ain't tzrichan lomer manishtana. Since he asked already the question, we no longer have to say manishtana at all. El lahashiv al devarav, lefit sh'nishtabdu mitzrayim anu osim kol d'remelo. It's because that we took out of Mitzrayim. So according to Rashbam, it seems to be that we don't have to say manishtana at all. We're done. According to others, they say, no, patata manishtana means is that now you started the process. Ah, manishtana, you're asking this question, now we're going to continue the whole Pasha the Gemara seems to be, you patata milom manishtana, we don't have to say it anymore. The whole purpose of manishtana is to get, so that the kids see things and start asking questions. Well, you saw something and started asking the question. Only problem with that is that manishtana has different questions. Right? This only is just, why'd you take away the table? What about chametz u'matzah? What about maror? And all the other things in manishtana. So maybe it means only patata one part of manishtana, whatever. Okay. From here on, it starts talking about matzah and lechem oni. So I think Menachem will stop here and pick up tomorrow. Everyone have an excellent day.